أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقاني بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين pondering over the happenings has caused myself to do some introspection as to where are we going as an ummah. And the things that are happening around us, and there are many things happening. There are many, many, many things that are happening. Wallahi, that are frightening. Not just here, but all over the world. نَحْنُ فِي أَيَّامِ الْفِتَنِ We're in the days of trial and tribulation. كَقِطْعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ Like a dark night. Things are becoming hazy. Things are becoming confusing. And what is the cause that we should become confused? What is the cause that we shouldn't be able to stay on the right way? What is the cause that is causing us to leave the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I want to link today's talk with a hadith that we made mention of at the end of last week's talk. Because that explains everything. Especially in light of the two verses that I've chosen to speak about today. From Surah Ali Imran, verse number 7 and number 8. Inshallah, we're going to get there. I first want to make the rabt. I want to make the link from what we were speaking about last week. One of the ahadith that we made mention of, that we discussed, is that hadith of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir, radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an. And in fact, according to Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala rahmatan wasi'a, it is one of three ahadith around which the entire deen of Islam revolves. That's how important it is. And the three ahadith that Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, the first one, an Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an, qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. That famous hadith. We don't have time to still go and study that hadith now. But that hadith about, without any exception, all actions are with intentions. And everybody will get what they've intended. till the end of the hadith. And then the second one that is made mention of is this hadith. The hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir, qala, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الحلال بين وإن الحرام بين وبينهما أمور مشتبهة. To the end of the hadith. Inshallah, we'll come back to the hadith. The third hadith is, according to Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, the three hadith around which the entire deen of Islam revolves. The third one, من أحدث في أمرنا ما ليس منه فهو رد. And there's another riwayah, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. And all of these ahadith are muttafaqun alayh, to be found in both the authentic compilation of Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim. What's the third one? من أحدث في أمرنا, whoever does something in our matter, in our deen, the deen of Islam, which is not of it, meaning not based on it, on the masadir, on the sources of the Sharia, which according to most of the fuqaha, Quran, Sunnah, Ijma, and Qiyas. Whoever does something in our matter which is not of it, not based on it, doesn't fall within its bounds, then it is rejected. And the other riwayah, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever does an action, ليس عليه أمرنا. Whoever does an action on which our matter does not have an influence, then it is rejected. According to Al-Imam Ahmad, there is a fourth one. There is a fourth hadith around which the entire deen of Islam revolves, and that is the hadith of مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. It is of the good Islam of a person to mind their own business. But that's not to do with munkar. That's to do with other people's private affairs, delving into other people's affairs. But when it comes to munkar, because this is the exception, because our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes that exception very emphatically, إِذَا رَأَى أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِي. If any of you see an evil, then stop it with your hands. وَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِي. And if he's not able to, then let him speak out against it with his tongue. وَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, and if he's not able to, فَيُنْكِرُهُ بِقَلْبِهِ, then let him hate it with his heart. وَهَذَا أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ, and that's the weakest form of faith. Those are the four, according to Al-Imam Ahmad, and the first three, according to Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, rahimahumullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'a. So coming back to the hadith of, the second one, the hadith of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir, إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنْ وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنْ وَبَيْنُهُمَا أُمُورُ مُشْتَبِهَةٍ. That he heard the Prophet ﷺ say, that which is lawful is clear, and that which is unlawful is clear. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْضَى لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. He says, I left you on al-bayda, al-bayda, like a white plateau, like a white plain. Layluha kanahariha. In other words, he's making the similitude that the Sharia is wadihatul bayan. It is so clear. Layluha kanahariha. He says, its night is like its day. That's how clear it is. That which is lawful is clear, and that which is unlawful is clear. وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورُ مُشْتَبِهَاتٍ. But between the two, there are doubtful areas. Things which have ambiguity. فَمَنِ اتَّقَى الشُّبَهَاتِ فَقَدِ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. So whoever stays away from the doubtful areas has saved his religion and his honor. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبَهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. But whoever falls into doubtful areas has fallen into that which is unlawful. كَالرَّاعِي يَرْأَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى. Like a shepherd who takes his flock to graze at the border of another man's land. يُشِكُ أَيَّرْتَعَ فِي. I think last week I actually left this portion out, not purposefully. It slipped my mind. يُشِكُ أَيَّرْتَعَ فِي. Almost allowing those sheep to go over that border and graze in another man's land. ألا وإن لكل ملك حمى ألا وإن حمى الله محارمه. It says, indeed, for every king there are borders, boundaries. And indeed, the boundaries of Allah are his prohibitions. Right. Now we're making the link, the rabt. Because the hadith is not over. The hadith is not finished. Ala inna fil jasadi mudgha. Idha salahat, salaha al jasadu kullu. Wa idha fasadat, fasad al jasadu kulluhu ala wa hiya al qalb. The hadith was not over. Because then the Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, in the body there is a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is good and pure, then the whole body will be good and pure. The mind will be good and pure. The thoughts, the words, and the actions. If the heart is pure, then everything else will be pure. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. But if that piece of flesh is bad and corrupt, then the whole body is bad and corrupt. The thoughts are bad and corrupt, the words are bad and corrupt, and the actions are bad and corrupt. Ala wa hiya al-qalb, indeed it is the heart. And that is what I am making my introspection on, the state of my heart. Is my heart salim? Is my heart sound? Do I really want to please Allah with my thoughts, with my words, and especially with my actions? Am I living a life of taqwa Allah? Am I shielding myself from the displeasure of Allah in everything I do, in everything I say, everywhere I go, each and every single day? This is the question I'm asking myself. And if we had to make this muhasabah continuously, by Allah, we'll never leave the straight path of Allah. Because we will always want to be on the straight path of Allah. And we will always put forward the required effort to be on the straight path of Allah. And nothing and no one will be able to take us off the straight path of Allah. Going back to that formula that we discussed a couple of weeks ago. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا. As for those who follow righteous guidance, زَادَهُمْ هُدًا. Allah gives them more guidance, means Allah keeps them on the path. وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And Allah gives them the taqwa, the shield, to shield themselves from wrongdoing in order to remain on the straight path of Allah. Which will lead us where? أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are on a guidance from Allah, like a conveyor belt. Like a conveyor belt. Because they want to be there, they're putting forward the required effort to be there, and Allah gives them the taqwa to stay there. It's like a conveyor belt. It will keep taking them forward. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And they alone are the successful ones. It will take them straight to Jannah. May Allah make us of them. Ameen. So it all comes back to the heart, Jamaatul Muslimin. The heart. Remember, what's his name? The one who performed the first heart transplant. Chris Barnard. I'm not a pensioner yet, but, you know, his name slipped my mind. Chris Barnard was once asked, what is the heart? He said, the heart is a pump. And physiologically, doc, it's a pump. It keeps the blood circulating right throughout the entire body. Without it, a person would surely die. But is it just a pump? No, it's the seat of the human conscience. It is the source of all human emotion. And it is the gateway to the soul of a human being, this heart of ours. And it's the one thing and only thing that is going to be considered, the state thereof, the one and only thing that's going to be considered on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. You know, you see, mashallah, people are spending a lot of money on going to gym, building muscle, exercising, eating healthily, which is good, As long as it's done within the bounds, it's a good thing. Some people are more worried about how they look, their hair, their skin, etc., etc. To a degree, you know, there are allowances for things like that. In Allah Jamil wa Yuhibbul Jamal, Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty, but again within the bounds, with modesty. We spend all of this time and all of this money on trying to perfect, and we'll never be perfect, on trying to improve our physical outward state of being, yet we all know that one day in the dark depths of our graves, we will all become food for the dude. Who's the dude? Not the guy with the blonde hair and the surfboard at Musenberg. The dude is the worm. We're all going to become food for the worms. We're going to become putrefied. This body of ours is going to become putrefied. In other words, it's going to become one with the earth. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. From it we have created you, and to it we shall return you, and from it we shall resurrect you once again. In actual fact, have you noticed that when a person dies, the first thing, they lose their names? Have you noticed that? Let's say Fulan, let's call him Fulan, so that, you know, nobody wants to die. If Allah grant us long life in His obedience, ameen. So we'll use Fulan. Anybody named Fulan here? I don't think so. Because Fulan means so and so. So let's say his name is Fulan. Now, when I met him at KC yesterday, I saw him and I said, "Hey Fulan! Assalamu alaikum. How are you, my brother?" And then 15 minutes later, I bumped into his wife, and his wife asked me, "Have you seen Fulan?" He said, "Yes, I just saw him 5 minutes ago. I think he went to Clicks." That night, Fulan has a heart attack and he dies. When they bring him from the hospital and they put him on the cartel and or the place where they're going to make the ghusl, and then the tukamani, that he read the word, no? He took a money. The ghasil al-mayyit, the one who's going to wash the mayyit, he comes in. Does he ask, "Where's Fulan?" No, he asks, "Where's the mayyit?" Khalas, he even lost his name. Because we are not our bodies. We aren't our bodies. This body is a shell. It's on loan. It's temporal. Al-hayatu kalamhil basar. And how temporal? Life is like the blink of an eyelid. That's how temporal it is. That we are inside this body. And then when we die, the body becomes putrefied, eaten by the worm, becoming one with the dust from where our father originally came. But the thing that remains, our souls. Our souls. And what is the connection between the body and the soul? The heart. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day of Qiyamah is the day when wealth and children will be of no benefit to anyone. We're so busy building our material empires. We are so busy worrying about whether our children are becoming professionals in whatever fields. That's fine. Strive for the best, for the sake of Allah. As long as it's for the sake of Allah, strive for the best. This is ihsan. إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَلًا فَلْيُتْقِنَ. If any of you do something, then do it professionally, says our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do it to the best of your ability. And with ihsan, this is our kaizen. The Japanese call it kaizen. Like the National Panasonic advert, remember that? The quest for zero defect. In Islam, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يراك. To worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you don't see Him, then verily know that He sees you. So can you imagine, if we did everything as if Allah is watching us, We can't see Allah. But we verily know, as we believe, that Allah sees us. لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. The eyes perceive him not, but he perceives all the eyes. وهو اللطيف الخبير, and he is the all subtle, the all knowing جل في علا. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, we are striving for whatever we are striving, but yet all that we are striving for, or all those things that we are striving in, are all going to perish. كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. Everything will perish, only Allah will remain. وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانَ, says Allah. Everyone will perish. وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, and only Allah will remain. Everyone will perish, everything will perish. Second law of thermodynamics, in a closed circuit like this universe, everything tends to entropy, meaning chaos, meaning that which is perishing. Just see if you don't wash your car for a whole month. Or see if you don't maintain your house, the garden, the doors, the paint, for 5 years. Just see what your house looks like after 5 years. Look at yourself in the mirror. And then look at a photograph 10 or 15 years ago. And just see how you and I and my eyes are perishing. You're going to ask the optometrist, he's here somewhere. We are all perishing. But our souls, our hearts, which is the center and the core of that soul, that is the thing that's going to remain. And that is the thing, the only thing that's going to count on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. But you know what's the scariest part? The scariest part is that we think, but I'm Muslim, I've got nothing to worry about. I've already said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I've already testified to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is last and final messenger. So khalas, what do I have to worry about? No, I have to worry. Wallah, I have to worry. Can you imagine Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an, who is one of the 10 people that have been promised Jannah, yet he feared Allah so much. كان يخاف الله خوفا يعتقد أن النار لم تخلق إلا له وحده. He feared Allah so much that he believed that the fire of Jahannam had only been created for him. And there is a saying that is attributed to him. Some say it's attributed to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. That he said, لو جاء الناس يوم القيامة ودخلوا الجنة جميعا إلا واحدا لخشيت أن أكون ذلك الواحد. If everybody had to come on the day of judgment and all had to be entered into paradise except for one person, then I fear that I will be that one person. In other words, he was never ever sure of himself. Yet he's asking Hudhaifa, and I've told the story before, Hudhaifa, who is the keeper of the secret of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had all 17 names of the hypocrites of Medina with him, but he wasn't allowed to share it with anybody out of fear that the Sahaba might kill them. And then people would say, because they were munafiqoon, those 17, claiming to be companions of the Prophet ﷺ, that people would say, أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا يَقْتُلُ أَصْحَابًا, that Muhammad kills his companions. So it was kept a secret. The Prophet passed away وسلم, in the time of Abu Bakr. Sayyidina Umar goes to Hudhaifa again, have you found my name on the list? Hudhaifa refuses. When he becomes Khalifa, he says, Ya Hudhaifa billahi alayk, hal wajadta ismi bayna haula? Oh, Hudhaifa, I ask you, in the name of Allah, have you found my name on that list? The 17 hypocrites of Medina. Hudhaifa looks at him, he says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen ma'ad Allah. Oh, commander of the faithful. I can imagine Hudhaifa just got fed up. He said, Oh, commander of the faithful, I seek refuge in Allah from what you are saying. Anta min ashrat al-mubashirina bil jannah. You are of the 10 people that have been promised Jannah. Yet he was afraid that his name was on the list of the 17 hypocrites of Medina. And this is a man that at one time, kharaja mutawahishan bi sayfi. He left home and he had his sword brazenly strapped to his hilt. And he was on his way to do what? To kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you think of a worse crime? Can you think of a worse sin? After ashirku billah, after associating partners in the worship of Allah, to kill a prophet and a messenger of Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khayru khalqillah, the best of all creation, yet after the incident with his sister and Surah Taha, which entered his heart, bardan wa salaman, and that heart of his, saddaqa bil iman. It acknowledged and accepted the truth of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the truth of the risala of the message of Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. And what happened? He became the third or the second best. Afwan. He became the second best human being to have walked the face of this earth after the Anbiya. Who's the best one after the Anbiya? Abu Bakr. And after Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu anhuma. And what did the Prophet salallahu alayhi wa sallam say about him? لَوْ كَانَ نَبِيًا بَعْدِ لَكَانَ عُمَرْ. If there had to have been a prophet after me, it would have been Umar. He said to him one day, Ya Umar, أَنْتَ سِرَاجُ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Umar, you are the light of the people of Jannah. So, you know, sometimes when I'm feeling a bit down about my condition of my heart. Why? Because al-iman yazidu wa yanqus. Iman, it goes up and it goes down. I just think of Sayyidina Umar. And there's hope for all of us. But our hearts, Jamaat al-Muslimin, our hearts. Surah Al-Imran, verse number 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one. I've already recited the Arabic. I give you the English now because our time is almost up. He is the one who has revealed to you the Quran, the book. He is the one who has revealed to you the book, meaning the Quran. Out of it, there are verses that are muhkamat. In other words, unambiguous. Clear meaning. Which are the principal verses of the book. While others are mutashabihat, meaning they are ambiguous. Now those who have perversity in their hearts go after that which is ambiguous. Seeking to create discord and searching for an interpretation that meets their desires. While no one knows its interpretation except Allah, and those well-grounded in knowledge say, we believe therein, all is from our Lord, only the men of understanding observe the advice. وَلَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعَلَمِ. There's two main opinions on this verse. Where is the waqf? Where do we stop? That only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the ta'wil. Yes, if we're speaking about haqiqatu shay, the reality of something. But if it is just bayan with tafsir, then our beloved Prophet said about Ibn Abbas, Allahumma faqihu fi din wa alimu ta'wil. Oh Allah, teach him the understanding of the religion and teach him the interpretation of the Quran. Which definitely, ar-rasikhuna fil ilm, those firmly established in knowledge, they know that interpretation. And that's why, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask those who know if you don't know. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, the next verse that comes after that, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. This is a dua we should be making. Maybe we should force it upon ourselves to make this dua at least in the du'as that we are making after our salah, at least make this du'a once. Especially in this time that we are living. When it is so easy for the heart to change and to turn. That's why it's called al-qalb. مَا سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبُ إِلَّا مِن تَقَلُّبِهِ فَاحْذَرْ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ مِن قَلْبٍ وَالتَّحْوِيلِ. The poet says, the heart has not been named the heart, qalb. Except for the fact that it makes qalaba yaqlibu. Like if I say that the car turned over, the car turned over. Another topic for another time. The car turned over. انقلبت السيارة. I use the word انقلبت. انقلبت السيارة. The car turned over. That's the origin of this word قلب. قلب يقلب, which means to turn, to fluctuate. He says the heart has not been named the heart except for the fact that it makes قلب يقلب. فاحذر على القلب من قلب فاحذر على القلب. So he says, ما سمي القلب إلا من تقلبه فاحذر على القلب من قلب وتحويله. So be careful that your heart doesn't turn and change. That's why we're asking 17 times a day, اهدنا صراط المستقيم, اهدنا صراط المستقيم, اهدنا صراط المستقيم. 17 times a day, Allah, keep us on the path, keep us on the path, keep us on the path. Because it's so easy for that heart to turn. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا. Oh Allah, don't cause our hearts to turn. بعد إذ هديتنا, after they have been rightly guided. وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة, and help us with your mercy. إنك أنت الوهاب. Indeed, you are the only helper. Jamaat al-Muslimin, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith an Abi Musa al-Ash'ari, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل القلب كريشة بأرض فلات تقلبها الرياح ظهرا لبطن. Narrated by Imam Ahmad. It is reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the likeness of this heart is like a feather in an open space. You know when the southeaster is blowing, like it's been blowing for the last couple of days. That big ship, 93,000 ton ship, had to go out into the middle of the ocean. Why? Because the Cape Doctor was throwing it all over the place. Now can you imagine? You take a feather and throw it up there, you know, the Sea Point Promenade, Three Anchor Bay, where we go for the sighting of the moon. Throw up that feather and see what the wind does to it. That is the likeness of this heart. That's how easy this heart can turn. And you know when? When we stop being sincere. Because that is, the shaitan has made a qasam. He said, لَأُغْوِيَنُّهُمْ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنُّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He said, by your greatness. Iblis takes a qasam by Allah. He says, by your greatness, I'll deceive all of them. But then he has to admit, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمَ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except for those sincere servants of yours. Those who sincerely want to do the right thing. Those who sincerely want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we want to please man, if we want to be expedient, you know what's expedience? When you want to be practical, pragmatic, but at the same time, immoral and compromising. Expedience. A'udhu billah. I think politics is where expedience is rife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and guide us. So if we continue in being sincere, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, and they have not been ordered except that this whole entire way of life, that they do it sincerely for the sake of Allah and for His sake alone, then nothing and no one can take us from that straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to keep checking our hearts. Otherwise that heart is going to turn and then we're going to be in big trouble. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَأُمَا مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ, especially on that day, the day when wealth and children will be of no benefit except for the one that comes to Allah with a sound, clean and pure heart. I end with one last hadith. It's a very powerful hadith. عن المقداد ابن الأسود قال لا أقول في أحد خيرا ولا شرا حتى أنظر ما يختم به عمله. He says, I will never ever say anything good or bad about anybody unless I've seen on what action they died. He said, بعد شيء سمعته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, after something that I heard from the Messenger of Allah. It was said to him, وما سمعت من رسول الله, what did you hear from the Messenger of Allah? قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, لقلب بن آدم أشد انقلابا من القدر إذا اجتمعت غليا. He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, the heart of mankind, the son of Adam, meaning mankind, the heart of mankind is more unstable than a pot when it is boiling on the stove. See, you put a pot filled with water and you let it boil. Hey, quickly, you have to put it off. Why? Because that boiling can actually throw that pot even off the stove. Well, Jamaat al-Muslimin, the fitna is boiling. The fitna is boiling. So our hearts need to be steadfast. We haven't got time to compromise. We haven't got time to dabble. We haven't got time to please other people. Everything we do has to be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is my introspection, and I start with myself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us on the straight path of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us well within the bounds of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, so that we can maintain that al-qulub al-salima, those pure sound hearts, pure for the sake of Allah, and that we can be successful inshallah on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah to be entered fi jannat al-na'im. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار ذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ورزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ما سمي القلب إلا من تقلبه فاحذر على القلب من قلب وتحويله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الظلم وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمح لي اسمحوا لي أن أذهب بكم إلى بيت النبوة حيث هو صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه مع أصحابه وهو يقول إن الحلال بين وإن الحرام بين وبينهما أمور مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس فمن اتقى الشبهات فقد استبرأ لدينه وعرضه، ومن وقع في الشبهات وقع في الحرام، كالراعي يرعى حول الحمى يوشك أن يرتع فيه، ألا وإن لكل ملك حمى، ألا وإن حمى الله محارمه، ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولهذا نقول كما أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في سورة آل عمران حيث قال: ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. فنردد هذا الدعاء حتى نجد من الله تعالى الاستقامة على صراطه المستقيم، هذا الصراط الذي يدعو إلى الجنة والذي لا يدعو إلى الجحيم. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثر عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلب محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص معارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة،
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا تراصوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن التسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. Please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. اللهم احسن وقوفنا بين يديك ولا تغزنا يوم الأرض عليك، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله. الله أكبر. إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا مسلما وما أنا من المشركين إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت أنا من المسلمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى يوم يتذكر الإنسان إلى فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم اشفي مرضانا، اللهم اشفي مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.